Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today we wish to continue in our current series of studies on the abundant life. We read in John chapter 10, verse 10, the words of our Lord Jesus himself. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ has given us a spiritual life to enjoy, as well as a natural life to enjoy. And certainly, the Christian is an expanded person. He is a person that enjoys the fullness of all that God is and all we can appreciate of him. And you must go to a spiritual level to do that. Now, we have that abundant life as the Lord has promised. I am come. This is evidence that he's going to help us. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have life, that life, more abundantly. And I added that life as an extra fill-in. Now, we have considered already the fact that we're believers, saints, members, brethren. Today, we wish to take up the fact that we're servants of the Lord. And then following today's study, we will have friends, disciples, Christians, and sons. Now, this is not a complete list, but it's as far as I think we should go on the radio because it would be too long. Now, let's think, if you will, please, of the fact that we are servants. We want to consider the lesson today under three headings: the fact of our servitude, the character of our servitude, and the reward of our servitude. All right. Now, we're told in Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 6. Well, I think we should go to verse 5. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye servants, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. We are stated to be the servants of Christ. Now, if you please, this is a wonderful privilege to serve the Lord Jesus. Now, why are we servants? What does this mean, to be a servant of Christ? Well, Paul tells us what it cost the Lord. We were slaves, held in the slave market of sin, and the Lord bought us out of it. Now we read, for instance, in 1 Corinthians 6, 19 and 20, these words: What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirits, which are God's. Now, we are bought with a price. What was the price, the price that Christ paid that we might be his servants? His own precious blood. He bought us with his blood that we might enjoy being services to him. Now, this is the fact of our servitude. Christ bought us. We serve him. We have that obligation to serve him. That's the purpose why he bought us, that we might serve him. Glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. Christ purchased you with his own precious blood. Now, let's talk about the character of our service. And we wish to read in the Gospel according to St. Mark at chapter 10, beginning at verse 35. And I think I can read this as quickly as I could narrate it. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, come unto him, saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we shall desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left hand, in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what you ask. Can ye drink the cup that I drink of? Can ye be baptized baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? And they said unto him, We can. And Jesus said unto them, Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of. With the baptism that I am baptized withal, shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And when the ten, the other twelve disciples, heard James and John make this request, they began to get much displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, This is the whole group. Ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Listen to this, if you please. If you would be chiefest, you shall be servant of all. Even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Should he serve us and we not serve him? This is the road to true greatness, doing service and helping other people. Whosoever will be chiefest shall be servant of all. Now the Lord gives us a remarkable exhibition of his example in John chapter 13. Beginning at verse 2, we read there, And supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper, and laid aside his garments, and took a towel, and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with a towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter saith unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do knowest thou not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, Never shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, He that is washed, save not to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all clean. For he knew who should betray him, therefore he said, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and taken his garments, and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. You see, the Lord gave them an example of service to others, that they might follow his example. I'll read that last verse 14 again. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye ought also to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Now the Lord says, you wash other people's feet. You do those menial tasks for them. Now I think there is a beautiful picture here, a spiritual picture. Going through this world, we all get our feet dirty. Sometimes we find ourselves singing something, and we're surprised when we find ourselves singing it, or saying something, or using a word, and we're surprised. We get our feet dirty in this world, but believe me, we are to wash each other's feet. Now, don't use hot water, and don't dry their feet with sandpaper. Be kind if necessary. If there's a real fault, we need to wash each other's feet. We will wash each other's feet, I think, sometimes without being conscious of it. Actually, just by our ministry from the Word of God. I may be washing somebody's feet right now, and I don't even realize it. Now, you see, we are to follow the Lord's example. The character of our servitude is the character that the Lord set for us. All right. Now, the rewards for our service are mentioned in two places for the Jewish people, his disciples, who expected the kingdom to come. In Matthew 25, we see in that parable, the parable of the talents, we see the Lord getting his disciples ready for their service here. And this is going to be the reward. Now, he gave each servant, the three servants, he gave one servant 10 talents, one servant 5 talents, and the other servant 1 talent. That is the Lord that the Lord is speaking of. Now, actually, he's the Lord, as well as the Lord he's speaking of. But he tells them, now he says, this man, this Lord, is going to go on a far journey. He's going to come back and take possession of his kingdom. All right, one man said, Lord, your servant has gained 10 pounds for you. He says, well done. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord, the joy of thy service. Thou shalt have authority over 10 cities. One said 5 pounds. And he said, you'll have authority over 5 cities. 1 hideous pound, and he was cast out. Now, he did the same thing with the talents of the pounds. Exactly the same thing that he did with those. Now, he's talking to Jewish people. You are going to have a measure of service in that kingdom that you now don't have. Prepare for it. Serve me now to prove your ability to serve in that day. Now, this is Jewish ground, but the church also is going to rule in that kingdom, not on this earth, but in the heavens with the Lord Jesus Christ. He rules from heaven. He rules over the earth, indeed, and we're going to rule with him. Now, we are going to get rewards. If we serve the Lord out of the joy and the love of our hearts, totally for his glory, we're going to get gold, silver, and precious stones. Now, if we serve the Lord out of our own aggrandizement, to add to our own aggrandizement, we're going to get wood, hay, and stubble. We are going to be rewarded for our service in. Now, and let me tell you that this is going to carry on to that final day when our Lord comes to establish his kingdom. We are going to rule with him over the earth, not on the earth. Shall we prepare ourselves now by the service that we do to him out of the love of our hearts? Father, bless these thoughts to our heart. We pray in Christ's name, giving thanks.